Visions of America, the Next 100 Years, a 37-part bicentennial weekend special from WJMA, sponsored by State Farm Insurance.
The future is created by actions taken in the present. In fact, the future is really our only realm of any kind of influence or power. We can't change the past.
Why study the future? Some thoughts after this. Carol Christensen is an assistant professor of urban studies in the Department of Urban Studies and Planning at Virginia Commonwealth University. She's the director of the Futures Report, a multimedia presentation to encourage thought about the future. Carol Christensen believes in looking ahead.
We study the future for the same reason that St. Francis of Assisi prayed to God, in a way, really, for three reasons. Accept those things which we can't change, to change those which we can, and as he asked for, the wisdom to know the difference. I think that it's very, very critical that we direct our attentions to the future for those reasons. One, to prepare for things that will be coming upon us, and more importantly, even than that, to consciously shape the future, to influence it. I think that's the greatest challenge of years to come. Certainly, we have got to study the future relative to policymaking at all levels of our governmental institutions. I think private institutions and semi-public institutions need that as well, whether it's educational areas or whether it's business. Business has long been involved in forecasting because it's recognized the cold practicality of foresight. I think, to answer your question, that it's critical that we begin to look ahead in all areas of life.
In her capacity as an assistant professor of urban studies, Carol Christensen has asked students to predict the future of the world and their own futures. The results are interesting.
Something has happened in this century that has fostered a feeling of exceptionalism, as well as a despair about the future, and I find that the attitude of my students is no different there than other people in the society. Let me give you an example. I've asked them to prepare a couple of sets of forecasts, one of them to give me some events that they thought probable to occur in the future, sort of a general forecast, and another one, a personal forecast, events that they thought likely to happen to them, and I asked them to date them. When we compared the forecasts, it was absolutely striking to discover that the students had a very, very pessimistic image of the general future. Things like massive world starvation in 1999, you know, the demise of American democracy, the collapse of the United Nations, major crop failures, world war, world holocaust, and so on, mostly pessimistic. And the personal forecasts, on the other hand, were very, very optimistic. Being successful in a chosen career, being comfortably retired, having traveled a lot and had good options open to them all along. What was striking was that even while they were dating these things, they put the same dates on certain things, the same students, so that one student would put for 1999 that he or she would have several children, be happily raising them at the same time that there's massive world starvation, or that being comfortably retired in 2010, when that person had predicted that world holocaust would occur from nuclear warfare before 1990. Inconsistencies that I think reflect a general philosophy of exceptionalism, a feeling that somehow the future, capital F, out there is dissociated from us personally. And I think this is the largest obstacle to consciously shaping the future that I have mentioned before was so important.
And is there value in studying the future?
Studying it can be an early warning system whereby we can see what changes are likely so that we can adjust to them and minimize the dislocation that would otherwise result, such as with the energy crisis. And the other value in studying the future is to try to shape it according to what goals, what we want. The future is not inexorable. The future is created by actions taken in the present. In fact, the future is really our only realm of any kind of influence or power. We can't can't change the past, but the future has not happened yet, and we can affect and change that greatly.
Thoughts on studying the future from the director of Virginia Commonwealth University's Futures Report, Carol Christensen. I'm Ross Hunter.
Visions of America, the Next 100 Years, a look at Third Century America, has been sponsored by State Farm Insurance.